Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Fáilte Dáis. Families affected by the crisis in child and adolescent mental health services say yesterday's independent review of CAMHS makes for depressing but predictable reading. Parents have been telling Drive Time's Barry Lenehan how they fear the report's recommendations will be left to gather dust. Barry is here with me now. Who did you hear from?
Yeah, unsafe and dangerous. Those just some of the conclusions across the Mental Health Commission's blistering review of child and adolescent mental health services, or CAMHS, across the country. The Inspector of Mental Health Services, Dr. Susan Finnerty, of course, telling you yesterday, Cormac, how she simply can't guarantee parents their children are receiving a safe or effective service from CAMHS. And parents I've been speaking to across the afternoon, they're still comprehending the gravity of yesterday's report, their own experiences staring back at them across the 145 pages of the review. And Dublin mother Hannah, she set up Families for the Reform of CAMHS. The group recently gathered 1,400 signatures looking for radical overhaul of CAMHS. And here's what Hannah told me.
I have a 12-year-old daughter, and about 2 years ago now, she started suffering from some anxiety, stuff that was being reported in the media that a lot of kids were having trouble with. So we went to the doctor and she referred my daughter onto CAMHS. She warned us there was a long waiting list. And at that point, we didn't mind too much because the symptoms were quite minor. But over the course of the summer, things got more and more serious. So I had to take to ringing CAMHS every week and asking where she was on the list. In the autumn then, things got really quite serious. And I suppose one of the things we want to highlight is the fact that when you're on a waiting list, this is what it means. It means letting your child deteriorate further and further until you can get the help. And they only get the help when it becomes an emergency. In October then of that year, we ended up having to take the decision to go to the emergency department because we just couldn't get any help anywhere else. The GP can't prescribe, you know, you have to wait for CAMHS, and we just couldn't get onto CAMHS. So we ended up going into the emergency department, which was quite a big decision for us to take. It was quite stressful. And they discharged us then with an emergency appointment with CAMHS later that week. So that's how we ended up getting into CAMHS. And we've been with CAMHS ever since.
So that key finding that the Inspector of Mental Health Services found in yesterday's report, that families say when they feel in crisis, that is the point at which they get seen. That really rings true for you.
It does, yeah. You have to wait until you're at the emergency point, which is really heartbreaking as a parent to see your child get to that point. But yeah, it really rings true for me and a lot of the members of our group.
Lots of damning findings in this report yesterday. What trust or confidence do you have that we will see change here out of this?
We do have such a lack of trust in the system at the moment. We really have been let down, and there have been so many reports, you know, done to date. I know the Commission did a report back in 2017 indicating serious concerns. So we just haven't seen action, you know, and that's what we need to see now.
And that's what Hannah told you in Dublin today. She wants to see action. But those problems are nationwide, Barry.
And one of the many striking conclusions of yesterday's report was how scores of children were left on heavy antipsychotic medications such as risperidone for up to 2 years without basic health checks or monitoring. An archaic IT system as well, meaning young people getting lost in the system. And those findings, they struck a chord with Anne in Cork and the care of her now 12-year-old son at CAMHS.
When we initially went on risperidone, about 18 months, with no supervision, no updated bloods, ECG, it was only when I insisted we needed to change the medication, he was not doing good. We were sanctioned to move to fluoxetine, which is a Prozac. Then the psychiatrist left. So we had to, again, harass a local CAMHS because we were left in limbo. Could not believe that we would be moving from one strong medication onto another with no supervision, nobody to advise me on weaning. 4 days straight of ringing the local office asking for somebody to contact me to give me advice on how to continue the weaning process. And I eventually had to sit in the office waiting room and tell them that I was not leaving until I spoke to somebody. Unfortunately, we've been let down by them a lot. There was one particular day where suicidal ideations, self-harming was increasing by the half hour. And I had rang CAMHS on three occasions looking, could I talk to somebody urgently, explained what was happening. There was nobody able to give me a phone back. It's just so disappointing. There's not enough staff there. It's not fit for purpose.
18 months without checks in relation to the medication. When the psychiatrist changed, again, there was a lack of follow-up. And this is something the Mental Health Commission has identified nationally.
It's very sad to realise that there is no service there to help. It is crucial that change happens. If the recommendations are not implemented, these are children that are suffering and at risk. These children become adults. With no intervention and help, their mental health will be in a worse place and they will be in worse situations. And the adult services are also poor. Our whole country has got to urgently help change and reform CAMHS.
And urgently is a word an awful lot of people have been using. Barry, the Mental Health Commission's report also documented how families had to turn to private treatments, didn't it, due to lengthy waiting lists and the lack of staff in the service as well.
That's it. And this is the experience here of Grania in Kildare, whose three sons have been through or are still patients of CAMHS.
Unless you have a moderate to severe mental illness, you're not going to be touched by them. You'll be put to the back of the queue or refused a service. Our three boys are all neurodivergent. They have anxiety due to their neurodivergence. To prevent long-term mental health conditions, we thought it was a priority to get them into a service when they presented with anxiety.
They weren't able to get into that service for quite some time, isn't that right?
We were refused a service when our eldest son at 17, so he had nowhere to go. We had to go down a private route for him. And I think in total with the three boys, we spent over €20,000 for therapies, for private assessments and ongoing interventions for them. So that's non-sustainable for any family in Ireland. We used every part of our savings so that they would have some form of service. And that's what families are doing. They're using every penny they can to access a service of some sort. However, the HSC, what they call a service, is definitely stretched beyond belief. They're not giving a service to children at the moment. Like, we hear this rhetoric all the time that in Ireland that it's okay not to be okay. And it's constantly used. However, if you're a child in Ireland, it's not okay to be not okay.
How long were they left on those waiting lists?
Our eldest was a year and at 17, then he was refused a service because in our area, they wouldn't take any 17-year-olds on. Our second son was over 2 years waiting, and that was three different referrals going in for him. And our youngest son was refused a service for 18 months, and then he got a private diagnosis, and then he was accepted into the service.
That's an astonishing amount of time to wait, isn't it?
Families are landing in casualty every day of the week with nowhere to go with their children because they're at crisis point. However, all the research is telling us that children with ADHD and ASD are nine times more likely to die by suicide than their neurotypical peers. And that is just not good enough. And, you know, kind of bringing you back to Sinead O'Connor, I just can't stop thinking about Sinead O'Connor today. And she spoke about her own mental health struggles and that of her son, Shane. And then you think about, you see the report coming out on the same day. You know, we're miserably failing our children, miserably.
Well, Grania in Kildare, who spoke with Barry Lennon, I can tell you we've just got a text from a listener who's saying very much the same thing. I listened to the CAMHS report and I cannot help but think of Sinead O'Connor. We are still failing our children, says that listener. Barry, what happens next with this report?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Cormac. The Mental Health Commission wants special powers of immediate regulation over CAMHS. One of its recommendations is actually for a new position with specific focus on the service at the HSC. This is something welcomed by Burr Grogan of Mental Health Reform, who also wants the Dáil to act come autumn.
We were glad to see that the report calls for something that we have been calling for a number of years now, which is the reinstatement of a national director. That is something that we think needs to happen as a matter of urgency, you know, reporting directly to the CEO to drive the accountability and facilitate the change that's needed.
How do you ensure that those 49 recommendations will be implemented?
At a government level, I suppose, well, we're looking for the reform of the Mental Health Act, and we really, really want that to move through the Oireachtas as soon as possible. So we would be hoping to see that introduced when they return in September. It has a whole new section about the care of children in the mental health services.
And that's Barry Grogan of Mental Health Reform, ending Barry Lenehan's report. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in Barry's report, support is available at rte.ie/helplines.